boys and girls, it's time for Santa's Mailbag on WESB
1490 AM
and B107.5 FM.
We're here to read Santa's letters from the magic mailbox at Toji's Substation, East Main Street in Bradford.
Here's Santa!
Hello, boys and girls. Santa here alongside my trusted elves, Tinsel.
Hi, Santa.
Gruffy.
Hey, everyone.
Clyde.
Hello, feathers.
And Sparkle Joy.
Why, hello.
What's going on today, Tinsel?
So we have a real mystery on our hands.
It's so creepy. There's a toy somewhere in the workshop that won't stop giggling.
Giggling? That sounds delightful. What's the mystery?
We can't find which toy it is.
Man alive, we've been searching all day. We'll be working and then we hear hee 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 from somewhere, but then we look. Nothing.
It started this afternoon. We kept hearing this little giggle coming from the toy shelves, but we can't figure out which toy it is.
I thought it was one of the talking dolls at first, but I checked every single one. It's not them.
I thought maybe it was one of my silly sound effect toys, so I tested all the whoopee cushions and laugh boxes. Nope, nothing there.
I checked all the electronic toys and robots. Still giggling somewhere.
Have you tried following the sound?
Yes, that's the strange part. Sometimes it sounds like it's coming from the left side of the workshop, then 5 minutes later it's on the right side.
It's like it's an invisible toy, a ghost toy.
Ruffy, don't be silly. There's no such thing as ghost toys.
Perhaps the toy is being moved around. Is anyone playing a prank?
That's what I thought too, Santa, but we've been all working together all day long. Nobody's sneaking around.
Maybe it's magic.
Or maybe one of the elves from the shelves is messing with us.
Oh. Ah, that's a good idea. Listen, we gotta solve this.
Yeah, we'll solve the mystery tomorrow. For now, we just have to live with our giggling friend.
Well, I'm sure you'll figure it out. What else did everyone accomplish today? Tinsel?
Well, between giggle investigations, we finished 145 craft kits and music toys.
Sparkle Joy?
I completed 88 fashion dolls and packed school supplies.
Clyde?
I made 25 remote control cars. They don't giggle.
Gruffy?
Well, I built toy motorcycles and ATVs, and I fed the reindeer. They think giggling is funny, too.
Mrs. Claus made fudge brownies for everyone tonight.
Yay!
I'm off to prepare my story for later in the show. Will you elves read my letters from Toji's substation?
Okay!
Wonderful. Be back in just a few minutes.
See you later.
Our first letter from Toji's substation is from Kaylin, who's 8 years old and says, Dear Santa, all I want for Christmas is a phone, please. Please, spelled P-L-Z.
She already knows the text shorthand.
Yes, she does. P-L-Z is not please, it's P-L-E-A-S-E.
But it's quicker to put P-L-Z.
When you're texting, maybe, not when you're writing a letter.
You know, Tinsel might have a point.
Tinsel needs to get with the program, learn text shorthand.
I shall not, and I will continue the letter. Kaylin continues, I would like a phone case, please. Because I sometimes have play practice, and I can tell my parents I do. Love, Kaylin.
Well, that's a good reason to have a phone.
Yep, keep your parents in the loop. What you're up to?
That's a good point. Sometimes practice times change.
We'll have to talk to your parents and see if they'd like you to have a phone, though.
Oh, yeah, Santa Claus will have the one-on-one with the parents a lot of times and figure out if that's what's right for that family. Kaylin, thanks for writing in.
Merry Christmas.
This next one's from Emma, who's 8 years old, and says, Dear Santa, I want to bring my family together for Christmas and my sister to go to Christmas.
Well, that's very sweet, Emma. Family is wonderful.
And that's such a nice thing to ask for, and not for material things or gadgets or presents. You just like to be with your family who loves you. And remember, no matter where your family is, they do love you. If they're with you, or if they're away.
Yeah, I sure bet they think about you all the time, too.
We wish you the merriest of Christmases, Emma.
Merry Christmas, Emma. And hopefully your family has a wonderful Christmas, too.
Hey, Tinsel, here's one from Allison.
Thanks, Sparkle Joy. Yeah, Allison's 7 years old and says, Dear Santa, for Christmas, I want a Labubu because I see them on YouTube and they look so cool.
Yeah, they are pretty neat.
Everybody wants one.
Yes, sirree. Some of the most popular items this year.
Allison continues, I also want a gymnastics bar for Christmas because I can do fun tricks and do flips.
Whoa, you can do flips and tricks on your gymnastics?
Think what she can do with her own gymnastics bar.
Those tricks can be even more fancy? Whoa! Allison closes the letter. That is all I can think of. Love, Allison, age 7. Oh, Merry Christmas, Allison, and keep on practicing those gymnastics. And I think this last letter from Toji Substation today is from Briar, who's 8 years old.
Oh, I know about Briar. He likes to go camping like I do.
All right, Gruffy, so you know exactly what he's talking about here. Dear Santa, for Christmas I want a drone with a camera.
Oh, those are fancy.
Yep, those are really cool. You can take them around and zoom them up and take a look at your surrounding area.
Well, that's exactly what he wants to do. Listen to what Briar says. He wants a drone with a camera so when I go camping, it will be easy to find a camping spot that's not infested with bears.
Infested with bears?
Well, I gotta be honest. I think those bears might want to look for woods that's not infested with people.
Oh, Briar. That's great. He wants a drone with a camera so he can search the area, make sure it's not infested with bears to find a good camping spot. Briar, you made our day. This is a great letter. Thanks so much for writing in.
Hey, guys, here comes Santa Claus again.
Oh, he must be done preparing his story.
Yeah, he's gonna read something good for us today. Another North Pole tale.
And we'll have that short story with Santa next, right here on B107.5 FM. And remember, Santa's mailbag is on weekdays at 5:30. And if you'd like to write a letter, get it to Toji's Substation on East Main Street. Be right back.
Happy holidays from all of us at Toji's Substation. We serve all of your homemade favorites on our fresh Italian bread and rolls.
And a great pizza, too.
Toji's Substation, more than 50 years of great food, fast service, and family fun.
And this is the official location of Santa's mailbox.
Bring your letter to Santa, put it in our special mailbox, and listen for your letter on WESB. And while you're here, enjoy a delicious meal.
And have some fun in our game area.
Toji's Substation at 402 East Main Street.
Happy holidays from Toji's Substation.
Ho, ho, ho! Boys and girls, it's time for today's Santa story. So gather around the fireplace, or the speaker, ho, 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 and listen to today's tale from the North Pole. Today's story, Rudolph and the Very Noisy Night. One night at the North Pole, just as Mrs. Claus and I were settling in for a long winter's nap, something very strange happened. Thump, thump, thump! I bolted upright. What in the peppermint pancakes was that? I peeked outside and found Rudolph sitting in the snow, hooves over his ears, nose flickering like a sparkly emergency light. Santa, he groaned, I can't sleep. There's a weird noise outside. We listened closely. Burr, rattle, bop. Oh, my antlers, I said. That is odd. So Rudolph and I followed the sound across the snowy courtyard, past the reindeer barn, all the way up to the edge of the Jingle Bell Woods. Each step we took, the noise got louder. Bop, bop, burr, Rudolph whispered. Is it a monster? No monster I know makes a noise like a broken tuba, I chuckled. We peeked around a frosty pine tree, and there it was. A sleepy baby polar bear snoring into a pile of bells. Every snore shook the jingle bells. Every wiggle of his fuzzy nose made them rattle and bop around like a noisy musical mess. Rudolph burst out laughing. That was the scary noise? The polar bear blinked awake, confused. When he saw us, he rolled onto his back and covered his eyes with his paws, embarrassed. I lifted him gently. Come on, little fella. Let's take you back home. We walked him to the polar bear den at the far end of the village. His mama bear was waiting outside, pacing in worry. When she saw him, she scooped him up in a giant, fluffy hug. Rudolph sighed happily. Now that's a quiet night. And it was. Once the baby bear fell asleep again, far, far away from the bells. That's today's story, boys and girls. This is Santa signing off. Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. Ho, ho, ho!
Tune in next time to Santa's Mailbag. Remember to put your letter into the magic mailbox at Toji Substation.
Toji Substation is great.
You can fill out your letter there and do a fun coloring page.
Or you can bring your own letter and drop it in that mailbox.
Yeah, and then we'll read it on the radio.
You can even write a letter online at WESB.com. And you can listen to more of our shows. See you next time. Bye.
Bye. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.